Are you a planner? Do you like working through intricate details about something in the future so that you can be ready? This is Monday, March 25th. It's Holy Week, the week that Jesus enters into Jerusalem. And on Thursday night, he shares the Passover feast with his disciples. That night, he's arrested and sentenced to death. And the next day, Good Friday, Jesus goes to the cross. Yes, it all happened according to the plan of God. Later in the book of Acts, we overhear the prayer of believers. They pray, "Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen." That's Acts chapter 4, verse 27 to 28. Yes, as strange as it sounds, the Lord planned out the details that led Jesus to the cross. Now, of course, sinful leaders did these things to Jesus, but this helps us understand what happened during the week of the Passion. Jesus had to come, and yes, Jesus would die to save his people. Well, how does this help us? First, we can have confidence in the planning and power of God. At the time, the disciples could not have imagined the Father's plan. It must have seemed senseless to them that Jesus should die. He did nothing deserving death. But God was working out his plan with meaning and purpose. We need to know this, especially when we struggle to see it. It's remarkable to find that when the disciples helped Jesus with his plan to get the donkey for Jesus to ride into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, they did not know what he was doing. Here's what the Gospel of John tells us. At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him, and that these things had been done to him. That's John chapter 12, verse 16. You see, the disciples could not see that the very things they were doing to Jesus were helping to fulfill God's purposes. As I read this week, I thought of the life of Corrie ten Boom. She lived with her Dutch family in Holland as World War II was underway. As Christians, her Dutch family harbored people in need when the grip of Nazi power took its hold in Europe. Corrie is, in her family, one of a number of children, and when the Jewish people showed up looking for protection to her family's house, they provided a safe hiding place. They built a hidden room in the house for that purpose. But an informer turned in the Ten Boom family, and everyone was arrested, put on trial for protecting Jewish people. Corrie explained that she believed that God valued every human being, Jewish or not. Ultimately, she and her sister were sent to Ravensbrück, a labor concentration camp in Germany, where her sister Betsy also died. Betsy's last words were, "There is no pit so deep that he," that's God, "is not deeper still." 2 weeks later in the camp, Corrie was released as a result of a clerical error. After the war, Corrie spent her life sharing the story of God's grace found in the deepest darkness. How did she make sense of it all? She envisioned God as a weaver creating a beautiful tapestry. God's goal is life and love, but she could not see the front of the tapestry, only the back. She wrote it in poetic form. "My life is but a weaving between my God and me. I cannot choose the colors he weaveth steadily." She was explaining that God was at work in all the details, making something beautiful. But the back, she could not understand. What was the front? It looked so chaotic. Was it a mistake? She could not see the purpose. Not till the loom is silent and the shuttles cease to fly will God unroll the canvas and reveal the reason why. You see, in what happened to Jesus, we know the reason why. After the resurrection, the believers saw the wisdom of God unfolding, even though the acts of evil of those in leadership seemed so great. Jesus came to Jerusalem on Palm Sunday and presented himself publicly because he trusted the plan of his Father to redeem a people for himself. That day, as he arrived in Jerusalem, he wept over the city, because though he presented himself to the people turned away from him. They missed their moment of peace. As we live, we encounter many situations that don't make sense to us. We cannot see God's purposes from the backside, you might say. So how can we trust God? It is because of what Jesus has done for us at the cross. How Jesus went up to Jerusalem when he could have stayed home in safety. I've often thought of that. The many opportunities Jesus had to change course or to turn away. Yet he never did, even though he knew where it was all leading. It is this love for us that we rest in when God's plans seem senseless to our way of thinking. The love of Christ teaches us that we can trust the purposes of the Father in our lives. Let's pray. God of all grace, your ways are higher than our ways, and your thoughts our thoughts. Help us to see Jesus so that we might trust in you and your goodness this day. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.